Governor Rick Perry is holding firm to his decision to rebuff any Medicaid expansion under the federal health care law. But one lawmaker says expansion is necessary because Texas has 6 million uninsured residents, and that makes the state number one in the nation. How true is that statement? I'm Emily Donahue with KUT News, and I'm joined by Gardner Selby of the Austin American-Statesman's PolitiFact Texas. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here.
Now, this claim was made last month in Dallas by State Representative Garnet Coleman, a Houston Democrat. Could you set the scene for me?
Of course. Coleman appeared on WFAA-TV's Inside Texas Politics Sunday show, and he made a case for Texas expanding Medicaid access, as you said. This is what he said. Quote, "We have the most uninsured people of any other state. It's 6 million people."
Wait a second, though. Texas does lead other states in uninsurance rates, right?
Yeah, you're running a little ahead of me. But yes, the latest U.S. Census estimates, as compiled online by the Kaiser Family Foundation, they indicate that in 2011, some 24% of the Texas population was uninsured, and that amounted to the biggest share of residents of any state in the country in that category. I'm going to give you a little more here. 22% of Nevada residents were uninsured, 21% of New Mexico residents, that's our border state, of course. California and Louisiana were among some states that had 20% of residents uninsured the same year, 2011.
How does the Census Bureau make these estimates?
It asks about insurance coverage in their regular household surveys.
So how did Coleman's claim stake out?
Well, we recognized right away that Coleman cited the number of uninsured Texans as being number one. Remember, that's what he said. 6 million, that makes us number one. We had just finished a similar fact check of an almost identical claim by the Sacramento Bee editorial board. And they erred in a similar way because in raw numbers, California has more uninsured residents than Texas. It's by about 1 million more in 2011. Specifically, again, back to the Census Bureau, the Bureau says Texas had more than 6.1 million uninsured residents in 2011. California had 7.3 million uninsured. This raw count for the Golden State is so much higher because its total population is so much bigger than Texas. It exceeds Texas by some 12 million people.
So once again, it's not raw numbers, it's the rate, but Texas does top at the rate.
You are correct, and that is correct.
So you threw this on the old truth-o-meter, and how'd it shake out?
It got the exact rate, and we gave that B editorial board, the editorial board claim, mostly false. There is a clear-cut thread of truth here, element of truth, but it's just not so that Texas had the most, the raw number most, uninsured residents.
Well, the legislature is going to give us plenty to talk about next week, right?
We can only hope.
Gardner Selby is the head fact checker for the Austin American-Statesman's PolitiFact Texas, and I'm Emily Donahue with KUT News.